1857.
What was the year for 57?
The peak year for the egg industry in Ireland.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So how did it work? I mean, I take it that you had a field with a lot of hen houses in it? Or?
Well, no, depending on the individual, you might have part of the, well, the old-fashioned way was part of the steading was a hen house. And that abused the old time that a hen stayer, in the sense that the hen house, which had been cleaned out once a year, which meant the dropping built up, which meant that the hole for the hen would have well been covered, so the entry for the hens was up on the wall and a couple of flagstones were sticking out that the hens jumped on to get into the. That's you'll find a picture of that in Fenton's Orkney book.
Then you did have the small wooden hen houses, the colony.
Yes, all the colony hen houses, yes. So, they were coming off. And they say the Orkney egg business was built on female labour, in the sense the hen, the weevils kept the attended to the hens, and more or less the local vans collected the eggs. And the housewife would go to the van with a basket of eggs and come back with a basket of groceries and no money involved. Or maybe some money for buying. But that was some people shipped the eggs out themselves, in the sense, well, we did with another neighbour. The other neighbour had the bright idea, shipped direct to Edinburgh.
How did you keep the eggs fresh?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Well, I don't know what like the. Well, they went off once a week.
I suppose they would be fresh enough then.
Mm-hmm. You had to wash them as well. That was a fiddly job. And washing soda, because couldn't flavour the eggs with sort of detergent.
Baking soda?
It was washing soda when I was doing it. You got special parts of washing soda.
How did you manage it? Yes. You just immerse them in the solution and just. You wouldn't leave them to steep or anything because it's porous, isn't it?
No, and then you washed and dried them with hand towels rather than dish towels, so it was softer.
Oh, right. And then in egg boxes like we have?
Yeah, the trays, was it 6 by 7?
Well, but that's
30, 30 eggs to a tray, wasn't it?
Well, but, it's that the. When the wartime came, the eggs had to go to a central packing station. Changed the Orkney egg producer that. No, that was after the war, but the eggs were collected to a central area rather than the individual merchants doing it.
The air mills, the packing station at the air mills. One in Stromness as well.
That was later, that was after the war. It was and of course the army. The fixed price for eggs was to be, but the soldier came round, will buy an eggs, and the price regulations were not always adhered to. And that's been known, the leave boat was going off for Stromness, the early settlement, the sergeant made sure to say, and be careful with your eggs, every man carrying a dozen or two eggs.
Well, I bet that was popular when they got home.
Yes, my grandmother used to post them down to her relatives in Manchester.
Post them?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
My mercy, him. He must have had to pack them very...
But they used different regulations for eggs, and I have seen a soldier going down the pier at Kirkwall to catch a shop and see what, I think he had four. Well, they post them. So you've got boxes.